Hey there.
What there?
Tell me, you weird feather guy. Who are you?
Who am I? Dumb question. I'm a man, just like you. What if I were to ask who you were?
Well, I would tell you that I come from some sort of royal lineage.
I don't buy it. Speak more clearly.
My father, the king, rules over many lands and many people. And that, my friend, is why they call me prince.
Lands, people, prince, people? Are there people out there?
Yeah, I know, right?
Great, maybe I can drum up some business with my birds.
Well, wait. Tell me what sort of place is this?
What sort of place? How should I know? It's dark in here.
Yeah,
I mean, I cannot see a thing.
Yeah, you're right, but what's this place called? Who governs here?
Oh, no idea. Couldn't tell you that any more than I can tell you how I got here.
You don't know where you came from? Where were you born? What about your parents?
No idea.
Who raised you?
I don't know. Some old gal
you have?
I don't know.
And mom?
I don't look. All I know is I have a little straw hut nearby that keeps me warm and safe.
Yeah, but how do you survive?
On food and drink, like all humans.
Yes, but where do you get it?
Oh, Amazon. You know, like a forest. I catch all sorts of birds for the Starflame Queen and her mates, and in exchange they give me food and drink.
Starflame Queen? What's that, you almighty ruler of the night? Tell me, good friend. Have you ever seen this star-flaming queen?
Seen her? Seen the star-flaming queen of the night? No mortal has ever seen her. How can anyone see through that thick black veil thingy?
I know about this queen now, I'm sure of it. And this is a very peculiar man.
Wait, he stares at me. He's creeping me out. Why are you looking at me like that, all suspicious-like? What are you thinking?
It's just that you don't exactly look human.
Come again?
Those feathers. I kind of took you.
Not for a chicken! Stand back, be afraid, be very afraid. I have the strength of a giant! If he doesn't get scared soon, I'm gonna have to run for it.
Giant? So you were the one who killed this monster?
Monster, what is it, dead or alive?
Oh, it's dead, of course. But how did you find it? I don't have any weapons.
Ha! What do I need of weapons? One mighty squeeze of the hand is greater than any weapon.
Then you strangled it?
Strangled it. Never felt stronger in all my life.
Have a candle!
That's for me. Have a look.
Who are these ladies?
Not a clue. All I know is that in exchange for my birds, they give me wine, sugar bread, and sweet figs.
I guess they must be very beautiful.
I guess not. If they were beautiful, they wouldn't have to cover their faces.
Have a candle! Have a candle! Have a candle!
They're threatening me already. You ask me, are they beautiful? All I can say is I've never seen anything so cute. Now that'd be nice.
Papageno!
What have I done now? Here, ladies, I have your birds.
No wine for your birds today. Instead, the queen sends you pure, clear water.
Instead of sugar bread, the queen has instructed me to give you this stone. I hope it'll agree with you.
I'm supposed to eat a rock?
And instead of sweet figs, I have the honor of placing this lock on your mouth.
Oh. You may want to know why the queen punishes you so splendidly.
Uh-huh.
So that you may never again lie to strangers.
And that you will never again boast of heroic deeds performed by others.
Now say it. Did you fight this monster?
Mm-hmm.
Who did then?
Mm-hmm.
We were the ones, young man, who saved you. Don't be afraid. Happiness awaits you. Look, the great queen sends you this portrait, a portrait of her daughter. If you like what you see, then you are destined for joy, honor, and fame. Farewell.
Adieu, Monsieur Papageno. Go easy on the water.
Ich fühle
was evil.